Hi, welcome to Dear Nikki. My name is Nikki, and if you've been here before, welcome back. And if you're new to the show, this show is all about sex and the fantasies that people have, reading from emails directly and anonymously sent to me. Together, we explore the experiences of everyday people, just like yourself. You never know who I could be reading from. I could be reading from the couple upstairs. You know the ones. They secretly like to fight before they have sex and advertise it to the world. I could be reading from the couple that you saw on the hotel balcony. You know the ones. They secretly snuck off from their spouses to have sex on a hotel balcony. I could be reading from that woman down the street. She just went and had her first gangbang, but it was all females. You just never, ever know. And if you have any erotic fantasies you want to share or anything else, even if it's just to say hi, feel free to send them to Nikki at nikki@dearnikki.com or anonymously through the website at dearnikki.com under the Confessions tab. Just remember, by submitting a confession or anything else, you certify the following are true. You're the sole creator of the submission. You're 18 years of age or older and legally able to write, submit erotic or pornographic material. Stories including bestiality, incest, incest fantasies, underage role play, rape sex, rape fantasies, or other non-consensual content or racial slurs will not be aired. We reserve the right to change names and other identifiable information, and you're releasing all rights to your creation. So, as some of you know, I took last week off. I got bronchitis that turned into minor pneumonia. So I was really sick, or as Darcy put it, I was doing my best B. Arthur impersonation. I, on the other hand, think I sound like, as I occasionally do get sick, and I tell you guys, I always think I sound like Marge Simpson's sisters, the Bouvier sisters, you know, Patty and Selma, I think their names are. That's who I always say. But he swears I could enter a B. Arthur voice sounding contest and win hands down. So I won't put you guys through that ever. Unless you guys have a B. Arthur fetish or a Bouvier sister fetish, then maybe one day I will. How about that? So thank you again for being patient with me. But as I was resting, I tend to listen to various, you know, radio stations or podcasts or whatever. And I don't remember where I heard this, but I think it was over in the UK. And correct me if I'm wrong, ladies and gentlemen, but at a symphony orchestra, and I've been dying to tell you this. So apparently during a concert, a woman had an orgasm and it was so loud. Apparently, even the orchestra stopped. And apparently, again, I wish I could find this article, and I meant to do it so I could read it to you, but I can't find it. So if you find it, let me know. Apparently, the woman was so loud, like I said, and the orchestra stopped. And it was reported by some people that were sitting around her. She was clearly flustered. So who's going to top that? I know we have some people that like the public display and getting caught, or at least the idea of getting caught. Apparently, it was a sold out crowd, so it wasn't very shy. I don't think I would ever, and not that I have exhibition qualities or desires, I would never be that brave. So if you have, besides a theater, got caught in such a form or fashion that stopped a, you know, I guess an orchestra. I'm going to see if anybody can top this. I would love to hear about it, but I thought maybe you guys would like to hear that. I find the article. I will definitely read it to you next week and let you guys know. So if you guys find it, send it to me. I really want to find it, but I'll try to look for it myself as well. You know what time it is. It's time to sit back, relax. Let's have a whiskey, with some filthy cherries, of course, and explore some erotic fantasies from people just like you and me. Dear Nikki, I'd been texting Mia for 2 weeks before we set our date to do the boudoir photo style shoot. She's the cousin of one of my teammates who does wedding photography, but is trying to expand her portfolio. I'm laughing now because I totally believed I would never be brave enough to do something like this. You know, being naked and posing in front of a camera held by someone who's a stranger to me. But Mia just has this effect on you. You'll see. Her looks are intimidating. Tall, skinny, gorgeous. Jet black hair with the bluest eyes you can't stop staring into behind the big old pair of hipster glasses resting on her face. One of the reasons she looks so badass is because other than her face and shins, there really isn't a whole lot of skin that isn't touched by tattoo ink. Her body is like a canvas with so many beautiful designs and pieces of art. I was fangirling on her social medias before I met her. Also, her body. Fuck. It's honestly not fair being that hot. She's slim with curves, a toned flat stomach, and legs to die for. Her booty is round and tight with flowers on both cheeks. I loved spanking it and watching it jiggle. Phew, okay. So we text, then meet up for lunch a couple days before the shoot. Despite her tough-looking exterior, Mia is a complete sweetheart. I felt at ease talking about everything, and she showed me pictures of two other boudoir shoots she's already done. I was excited and optimistic about her work, and if she could make me look half as good as those girls, I would be ecstatic. We laughed over cocktails, but I had to get some schoolwork done that night, so we left before I got too tipsy. I was a giddy like a kid looking forward to seeing her again on the weekend. On the day of the shoot, Mia texted me the address to one of her friend's places that doubles as an overnight rental. Also, go to her spot for photos. She met me in the lobby looking absolutely incredible, pierced nipples poking out and her ass looking phenomenal. Her dress was cream-colored and her tattoos were visible under it. She gave me a big hug and took me up to the condo. I was nervous and she picked up on that. She promised she would make this fun and a positive experience for me. Mia was there early in the morning to set up her equipment and had some surprises for me. It was a condo on the 19th floor downtown, exposed brick floor-to-ceiling windows throughout the home. I was in heaven. Mia had a couple bottles of wine, champagnes, edibles, lingerie, fishnets, chocolate, candy, all on the kitchen island for me. Her studio lights were set up in backdrops in the living room. She helped me with the duffel bag stuffed with my own lingerie and lacy underwear, putting it in the bedroom. Let's have some wine and go through our itinerary for today. Yes, please. I'm going to need a lot of it. We poured ourselves an appropriate amount while we looked at all the outfits. I had brought some in of her own collection. I'm not an expert when it comes to lingerie or sexy underwear. Everything I brought was from Victoria's Secret, which looked good on my body type. But Mia's collection was legit. Expensive brands I had no idea about, made from wonderful materials. We started playing with some good music and she took some picture shots while I got in my first outfit. It was a sexy bodysuit that my ex looks great in. When I walked into the living room where she was, I received a warm reception. Woo, girl, you look hot. This is going to be fun. I had a slight buzz, but my stomach felt like it was in my throat. I can honestly say that if it wasn't for all her words of encouragement and feeling so safe, there was no way I could go through with this. So I decided that if I wasn't feeling confident, I was going to fake it until I was. She passed me my glass and I touched what was left with it and then assumed the positions on the couch. She coached me on how to get into the most flattering angles, how to look sexy where my legs and arms should go, directions and look to look at. She snapped away and showed me what I looked like through the lens. I had to do a double take and make sure it was me. I looked fucking hot. Obviously with the help of our expensive equipment, lighting, but the nerves and hesitancy I had previously were gone. We did close to 10 outfit changes, sipping wine periodically, and I took a couple hits from her weed pen. I'm such a lightweight when it comes to weed, so once I started feeling it, I stopped. But I felt really good. Me would fix my hair, lingerie, apply coconut oil to make my skin glisten. She kept it professional throughout the whole shoot. Meanwhile, I was holding back moans when she got on her knees applying oil to my legs and glutes. After slipping out a sigh, I apologized and admitted to her that her touch felt really nice on my sore muscles. "It's okay, sweetheart. I like making you feel good," she said. Innocent, yet still so hot. She turned my body around and started applying the oil in front of my legs, her face at eye level with my pussy, which had butterflies. I wasn't going to fuck this up and make a move, but I wanted her so badly. She lathered up my quads, up to my hips, and then her hands made her way back down to my abductors, and I whimpered. Oh no. I stared at the ceiling, embarrassed. I didn't want to look down and acknowledge the fire that was burning between my legs because of Mia. "Sorry, that just feels so good," I confessed while covering my face. "Good. Now let's go to the bedroom." My horny brain associated that with something else. I almost forgot I was in a bra and thong because of the boudoir shoot. I think I said something stupid, and she led me to the master. I was staring at her ass the whole walk. For the last shot, I got completely nude and laid the massive king-sized bed and the softest satin sheets wrapped around my body. At this point of the shoot, I channeled my inner model and enjoyed all the feels. I was hitting such provocative poses, pretending I was about to be on the cover of Playboy or something. Mia's attention was a large contributor to my confidence. She said the right things to make me feel so damn sexy. I was showing off for her. She loved complimenting my ass, and I never tire from hearing of that. In the moment of passion, I had my legs completely spread and my hands covering my nipples, not realizing she could practically see the inside of my vagina. "Wow, you have a beautiful kitty," she said. I started blushing and closed my legs. She let me know that it was fine, and she could edit the photos to make them appropriate. It's not like she hasn't been looking at my vagina for the last 2 hours. Fuck it. I spread them without worry. When it was all said and done, Mia joined me on the bed. I sat cross-legged, covered myself with the sheet as a courtesy since the shoot was done. Mia leaned over and we went through hundreds of photos, still in awe that it was actually me in them. We had a laugh when the photos exposed my pussy and or asshole came up. It felt naughty seeing that one on her camera. "These are so fucking good. I'll never be able to thank you enough for letting me take these." "I should be thanking you. I never thought I could do something like this. I had so much fun." She stood up and told me to give her a hug. I stood up and tried to wrap the sheet around me, but it fell onto her feet as soon as I put my arms around her. She hugged me tight, and her hands on my lower back and her boobs pressed against my chin. I felt how fit and lean she was. Our hug lingered and we exhaled into each other's necks. Her breath gave me goosebumps and my pussy was throbbing. Holding her did something for me. When we broke away, we stood still, looking into each other's eyes, knowing what was about to happen next, but waiting for the other to make the first move. My hands rested on her hips as she ran her fingers up and down my thighs. Her touch felt so good. I was past the point of desperate and leaned in. Mia reciprocated and held my face as we kissed. It was incredible. I've never been so turned on by someone simply making out with them. Her lips were so full and soft. She opened her mouth and put her tongue in mine. We swirled our tongues around and would take breaks and gaze into each other's eyes. I melted. "Is this okay?" I asked her, knowing it was too late to ask. "I wanted this to happen for so long," she replied. After getting the green light, our hands started exploring each other's bodies. Her nails traced along my back until she grabbed a handful of my ass. Mia spread my cheeks and buried her lips against my neck, whispering into my ear. "I want to taste you so badly. Can I?" There was now a waterfall starting between my thighs. I've never been with another girl before, so I was unfamiliar territory. There wasn't an ounce of hesitation in my body, and I nodded yes. I was in awe this was a beautiful, jacked, badass tattooed woman wanted me so much. I helped her slip out of her tight dress, revealing her inked skin and lean physique. She wore matching white lacy bra and a G-string. Could she be any hotter? My hand immediately pressed against her covered pussy, and my contact made her moan into my face without the foreheads touching. I pushed her onto the bed and climbed on top of her. I quickly grew an obsession with the way we kissed. I never experienced such a passion from swapping spit. Mia was the best kisser, with the second place not even close. I undid her bra and sucked on her nipples, which she loved. She sounded so cute, whispering into my ear. Mia sat up and we kissed more with me in her lap. She liked shaking and squeezing my booty, and I loved it more. She instructed me to bend over so she could taste my pussy. Oh, yes, please. She pushed her tongue inside me, and I laid my head onto the mattress and my moans echoed through the condo. She parted my lips and lapped up my juices all the way to my clit, sucking on it gently at first. This clearly wasn't the first time she's gone down on a woman. She was the best oral I've ever had. Mia suctioned her lips around my clit and continued to masterfully use her tongue. I remember my body spasming as I involuntarily semi-twerked on her face. I came so fucking hard from this and still can't believe someone could be so talented with her mouth. It wasn't just her tongue, people. She used every part of her mouth to bring me to an orgasm. I couldn't form a fucking sentence. I just started laughing, partly because I came so hard, I was now stupid, but also I was left unable to move. My body was in shock. Mia made me come, bent over, with nothing inside me. It was pure sorcery. I hope I've conveyed to you just how comforting this bombshell is, she sensed. I was still coming down from the euphoria and peeled me off of the mattress to hold me in her arms. I laid in her nook and looked up at her perfect smile. Mia looked down into my eyes and politely asked, "Did you like that, baby? Do you want to come for me again?" I wasn't raised to be selfish, but after what she just did to me, I immediately nodded and told her she was amazing. She liked hearing that, I could tell. Her nails were doing little scribbles across my chest and caressed my cute little nipples. Well, I think they're cute. I started whimpering because my whole body still felt so sensitive. It felt nice, but it was overwhelming to the point of me spasming again. Sit up for me, baby, and scoot back here. She cut me under my armpits and pulled me into her body, leaning on the headboard. Holy shit, she was strong and assertive. Her tough exterior was a total reflection of how she was in the bedroom. Mia was in complete control of me and my body. She kissed me from behind my ears. How she knew that was one of my favorite erogenous zones is beyond me. Then she started putting her fingers in my mouth. Without any thought, I started sucking on them. I must have looked like a possessed slut as she coated her fingers with my spit. Get them nice and wet. They're going inside you. Anytime she spoke, I moaned. I was so into her, so into everything she was doing to me and the way she made me feel. Having sex with a woman for the first time unlocked something deep inside my body that changed me. Mia put one hand around my throat and the other spread my legs again. I could feel her strength when she held me into position. She slid her two middle fingers inside me and took me on an orgasm roller coaster I've never experienced before. I wish I could have her here so she could explain what she did. I can't, no matter how hard I try. I was lost in waves of pleasure of orgasming so many times that I lost count. I joked about the sorcery before, but what she does is magic. It is calculated. Truly intoxicating. I come from being fingered before, but no one has ever done it with the type of speed and accuracy. She knew how and what to do with my body, like she fingered fucked me for years, not the first freaking time. Like this was the millionth time she's fingered me into submission. She held me so firmly I wasn't able to squirm out of her control. My body was literally convulsing like I was having a seizure. Mia had me actually screaming out loud. I couldn't control it, so she covered my mouth so the police weren't called. That fountain I had mentioned before was that was between my legs needed to be released. My legs kicked out straight, and I tried to free myself from her. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. Every muscle in my body was flexing, and I lost the air in my lungs. She was still too strong, too determined to overwhelm me and make me take it. I closed my legs and sandwiched her hand between my thighs. She couldn't fuck me with her hand anymore, so she used her cum-coated fingers to rub my clit as fast and furiously as she could. I gave up trying to escape and began squirting into the bed. Again, I screamed, but I'm not sure how loud, because my ears were ringing and tingling in my head and in my toes left me lightheaded. She held me by my throat and called me hers. I loved that. I loved being dominated and controlled by her. I laid lifeless in her arms for minutes, talking about what just happened, and I could feel myself falling for her. I could tell something was on her mind. I didn't have her complete attention. She confessed that we had gone way over our book time and she had another shoot. I felt sick that I wasn't able to return the favor. I know I don't possess the skills like she does, but like I said before, I'm not a selfish person. I pathetically suggested her canceling the next client and I would pay. She took her business very seriously and declined. We started cleaning up the mess we made, the mess that I made. It was playful and we were in good spirits. She promised to send me the photos over the weekend. I'm still so happy with the way they turned out. We have another shoot scheduled after the exam week, and I'm determined to pay her back. Rihanna. Well, hello, Rihanna. I do have to say my photo shoot wasn't nearly as exciting as yours, but they were a lovely married couple. I do have to say this, that I get it. Absolutely fucking get it when you meet somebody and you're so connected that the sex or even oral or even just playfulness is off the chart. And the way you described the first kiss, amazing. I totally get it. I was there. I think we've all been there, hopefully, in some form or fashion. I was sitting here nodding as I was reading the way you described it. And I was like, yep, yep, tick, tick, tick. Definitely checked off. It really could have been my story for a certain somebody. As you can see, I'm still sick. Sorry. But I can honestly say I have had that orgasm that starts from your toes and goes to your head and you cannot form a sentence. It is one of the best orgasms, and I love when he takes control. I love when he says, you're not done, and I'm not done with you, and he makes you come again, and you have no control of your body. Your body just gives into his desire of getting you off and making you come again. I hope that whatever connection this is developing, that this continues. I hope that she reciprocates and you're able to have that. Because like you, I'm not a selfish person. So I absolutely get that of paying it back. Because as I've explained to somebody that is also a giver, there's times that you just need to give. And what I mean is somebody that's not a giver. I mean, they give, but they may not. There's something about just giving because it's a mental orgasm, and that most of the time, and sometimes it's just as good as a physical orgasm, knowing that you bring your partner or partner at the moment to that pleasure is a different type of orgasm than physical. It's just as fulfilling. Now, will I turn down one? I have actually. Just because I was reveling in the moment of giving him what he desired. Have I been given one and vice versa? Absolutely. And so I know the feeling that she's in, that Rihanna's in here, the feeling selfish, because like her, I'm not a selfish person and I love to give as much as receive. And it's very hard for me just to receive. I feel like it's tilted a bit. And I'm very lucky that I'm with a person that can clearly explain to me that it's okay. And that's very important to me. So here's what I'm asking you. If you were in a situation, not necessarily a photo shoot for boudoir or naked photos, and that person brought you to the best fucking orgasm in the world, would you go back for seconds? Would you do like Rihanna suggesting and making sure that you're determined to pay them back? I think it would be selfish not to, to make sure that, to find their secret pleasure spots, to know that you can tick off their boxes as well. Because it's one thing to receive, as I just said, but it's another thing to give. And that's a whole complete different orgasmic experience. So, what is the best orgasm you've had? And did you return the favor? Or was it you just receive or you gave? That's what I would like to know. I think this is a perfect place to stop for the day. I want to thank you again for joining me, and thank you for being patient with me while I get well. And I know this one's running a tad short, but I don't know if you can tell, my voice is absolutely going. So it's just a little short this week, and I apologize. Next week will be better, I promise. Don't forget, if you have any confessions, it doesn't have to be as long as Rihanna's. It can be just even two sentences and we can talk about it. I don't want anybody to feel like they don't have something this long. I know we tend to get very long ones, but I don't feel scared to send Darcy and I something that short as well. Some people, and I'm one of them, quite honestly, it takes me a while to find a way to put into my words, you know, writing into my words. I know how to start it. I'm very cut and dry. And especially with my notes, I find it a way to, with work, I find a way to condense my notes. The more I can condense them, the better. I'm vocally wordy, but when I have to write it out, there goes it all. I don't know how to do it from my head to my fingers, if that makes sense. So I completely understand the people that don't write in, that don't know how to put it down to words. So I completely understand you. Don't worry about it. I'm here to tell you that. Do not worry. Continue to write in. Darcy will make it legible for me to read. And don't worry about your spelling. We're not asking you to be a writer. We're not asking you to be an author. But if you are, that's even great. But I want to hear it. Darcy wants to read it. Please write in. I'm looking forward to some new stuff coming in. Let's push our boundaries just a bit and let's see and show the world that we all are, and it's okay to be sexplorative. That's what my goal is for you. And in closing, hello, lover. Why don't we go off to a secluded place where I can be as loud as you want me to be? You can make me come over and over again. Or maybe I'll just be selfish and tie you to my bed and do it to you. What do you think? I really want to know. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, have a fucking fabulous week.